Quand on approchait la rivière, on est
Welcome to Voulez-vous chanter avec moi?
Bonjour tout le monde.
Hey everyone. Welcome to French Buzz Music Show. Voulez-vous chanter avec moi?
My name is Erica.
And I'm Christella.
We're going to do a little R&B for you today.
Yeah, we're going to have a song by Corneille, a French-Canadian artist. The song is called Ensemble.
It's a really cool song. J'adore cette chanson.
I really love it too.
I've had it in my head since we heard it.
Yeah, it's really cool and funky, and I really hope you're gonna like it.
If you like R&B, you'll like it, and especially if you like to sing along in the car, this is a good one. We're gonna start right away with the first two lines.
Dis-moi donc, c'est quoi ton histoire? Que je te dise la mienne.
So here it says, dis-moi donc, c'est quoi ton histoire? Que je te lise la mienne.
So he's talking to a chick. He says, tell me, what's your story? C'est quoi ton histoire?
Yeah.
So I can read you mine. It's going to be one of those love songs.
Yeah.
All right, here's the next two lines.
Je veux pas savoir qui tu pries, mais plus pourquoi.
Je veux pas savoir qui tu pries, mais plus pourquoi.
First part, I don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
That's pretty easy.
Yeah.
The next line, say it.
Qui tu pries, mais plus pourquoi.
So, who you pray
to.
The verb here, prier, means to pray to, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't want to know who you pray to.
Qui tu pries, mais plus pourquoi. So, he doesn't want to know who she's praying to, but he wants to know why she's praying.
And we're also going to play the line that's coming up before you hear it, because it kind of goes along with this one. Okay, what is it?
Est-ce pour ma paix ou pour la tienne?
So, are you praying for my peace? Is it for my peace?
Or is it for your peace?
Hmm. So, now we're going to hear that line we just said, along with the next one.
Est-ce pour ma paix ou pour la tienne? Ooh. Et si tu veux, on peut même aller plus loin.
Et si tu veux, on peut même aller plus loin. So, if you want to, we can even go further than that.
Hmm. Meaning like beyond their personal little stories. In the next part, they'll tell us the other things they might be able to chat with each other about. Here are the next three lines. Alright, we got a couple lines on that one. Let's start with the first one.
S'avouer nos petits caprices.
Admit to each other their little caprice.
Caprice, what's a caprice?
Like whims, their little capricious personality traits.
Yeah, little things like to do.
Les petites caprices.
And maybe c'est peut-être les mêmes.
They're maybe the same. Maybe they share the same little caprice together. They're
yeah.
Made for each other.
And apparently this flirting technique is working because je vois un sourire au coin.
I see a little smile. Au coin means in the corner, meaning like in the corner of your mouth. There's a little smile coming.
Yeah, so the girl is starting to smile.
And then the next line that we haven't heard yet, we'll tell you now what they're going to say though.
Tu vois, t'as l'air moins triste.
You seem less sad.
Yes. Tu vois, t'as l'air moins triste.
Here it is along with the next one.
Tu vois, t'as l'air moins triste. Oh, tu l'as déjà dit.
Okay, so he just said, tu vois, t'as l'air moins triste.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you seem less sad. Most guys would say you have a beautiful smile.
Right.
But Corneille is all about subtlety. So mm-hmm. He just said you seem less sad.
So that's a smooth way in French, too.
Yes.
Interesting tip.
There you go.
For the guys out there.
Yes.
Okay.
Listen up.
But he thinks that everyone's probably already told her that, right?
On te l'a déjà dit.
I bet that's what all the guys say.
Yeah.
Now we're going to hear a little bit more of his opinion in the next three lines.
So here it says, mais si tu veux mon avis.
But if you want my opinion.
Aujourd'hui, on dit beaucoup plus qu'on ne vit.
Today, people just talk a lot more than they live, don't they?
Yes, they do.
So what is it?
On dit beaucoup plus qu'on ne vit.
So what does that mean here, though? Why is he saying that? It may be true that we all talk a lot more than we live nowadays, but what's his point?
His point is that a lot of guys are only about talking, but I really want to leave something with you.
He's pretty smooth, this guy.
Pretty smooth, yeah. He knows how to flirt.
And apparently she does too, because he says...
Et tu le sais.
Now we're going to hear the main verse, the refrain of the song, the one you're going to be singing in your head after the show.
Toi et moi, on peut faire ensemble. Toi et moi, c'est fou.
I love that song.
Me too.
It makes me want to dance.
Toi et moi, you and me, mm-hmm. on peut faire ensemble.
We can do together.
But do what?
Right, yeah, what?
That's where the subtlety is. He doesn't say what.
Oh, so this sentence isn't actually finished.
No, it's not.
Okay, so he's kind of like, on peut faire ensemble. Use your imagination.
Yes, it's up to you.
Makes more sense now.
Yeah.
And ensemble, there we have, that's actually the title of the song. Together.
Yeah, together.
Okay.
Toi et moi, c'est fou ce qu'on se ressemble.
I love this. C'est fou. It's crazy. Right? What's crazy? Yeah. C'est fou quoi?
C'est fou ce qu'on se ressemble.
Okay.
It's crazy how we're similar.
We're so alike. It's just crazy.
We have so much in common.
Okay, since that's the main refrain of the song, let's hear that, you know, he sings it twice. So let's hear it the next few times.
J'ignore bien des choses sur toi, ça ne me tuera pas d'apprendre.
J'ignore means I'm ignorant, but it doesn't mean I'm ignorant like I'm retarded.
It just means
like I'm stupid.
It just means I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not aware. So bien des choses sur toi, a lot of stuff about you.
Yeah. Mm. Ça ne me tuera pas d'apprendre.
But it won't kill me to learn, because he's such an understanding guy.
Yes.
That, or maybe, well, let's listen to the next line and decide if it's because he's so understanding or he maybe wants her to be. Here's the next three lines. Tu sais que c'est pas vrai, tout ce qu'on dit de moi.
Par moi, tu vas comprendre. Tu sais que c'est pas vrai, tout ce qu'on dit de moi.
Yeah, right.
So you do know that everything you hear about me is not true.
Yeah, what they say about me is not true. Don't believe any of it, because he's going to, you know, be so understanding about the stuff about her, right?
Yeah. So he's going to be understanding. She has to be understanding too.
Yeah, so tout ce qu'on dit de moi, everything they say about me.
Yeah.
Right?
So this guy is all about communication. So he says, parle-moi, tu vas comprendre. Mm-hmm. So speak to me and you'll understand.
Like what everybody's saying about him, that it's not true.
Yeah, that it's not true.
Or that then she won't pay attention anymore because he's done a snow job on her. I don't know, that's what I think. Now we're going to hear the next four lines of the song. Et si tu veux confie-moi tes convictions, je partagerai mes peines. Enfin toi et on chantera la même chanson avec la.
So here it says, et si tu veux, confie-moi tes convictions.
Okay, so if you want to confide in me your...
what you believe in. It doesn't have to be religious, something you strongly believe in.
Mm-hmm. And if she does that, then what's he going to do?
Je partagerai mes peines. Mm-hmm. So I will share my sorrows, my sufferings.
That seems kind of like a bad trade-off.
It's actually a good thing, because girls like to talk about, you know, their emotions and feelings. And he's all about listening, so he's ready to listen to her.
So then what will happen?
En fin de soirée, on chantera la même chanson. At the end of the evening, at the end of the night, we'll sing the same song.
It's kind of poetic. How?
Avec la conscience plus saine.
With a more healthy or sane conscience.
Conscience.
Because they let it all out.
Yes.
They told each other all their
secrets. Exactly. There's no more pressure.
Now, like all R&B songs in this part, he sings some of the parts he's already sang before. So we're not going to play all those for you. Let's just get to the last part that has some new words in it.
Maintenant qu'on sait d'où on vient, je veux savoir où on va.
All right, so now that we know where we're coming from, I want to know where we're going. Let's make some commitments here.
Yeah, that's really nice. And most importantly, he wants to know, et si c'est avec toi? And if it's with you.
That's
really nice.
This guy's smooth.
Really sexy.
Here's the last four lines that we're going to do today.
So now he says, ça ne peut faire que du bien. So it can't do any harm.
So this is the expression in French, faire du bien.
Faire du bien,
like, yeah. It'll do you good.
Yeah.
That's what it means, really. It'll only do us good, really.
Yeah.
I don't know, because the beginning he said, tell me your story. And now at the end of the song, which sounds like it's the same day, he's like, now we're going to have to decide if we're going to, like, make commitment. Maybe he should slow down.
No, he's not about commitment.
Okay, what's it about?
He's about juste faire le petit pas.
That's the next line, right?
Yeah, that's the next line.
Uh-huh. Just take a little step, and then maybe what?
Peut-être le monde suivra.
Maybe the world will follow.
Mais avant, ce sera.
But before, it will be
toi et moi.
On peut faire ensemble.
Makes me want to sing, really.
Because it's so fun to sing along to. It's great that you know the words now.
Yeah, so you can
hopefully
sing along.
Yeah, maybe you'll get the song and listen to your car in the, when you're in the shower or something and sing along. Because it'll help you with your French and it's fun.
So make sure you listen to Voulez-vous chanter avec moi next week.
Yeah, go to Frenchpod.com. We'll have another song. This time we're going to do something completely different again.
Yeah.
Okay, and as we exit the podcast, we're going to listen to that main part of the song, the refrain. If you only learned anything, those two lines, I'm sure, will help you too.
Toi et moi, on peut faire ensemble. See you next week.